Kedrick Thomas came under fire in the Iraq War. The former soldier survived, but developed a mental health problem while overseas.
I got diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, and the experience that I experienced over there was I got really exhausted at one time, and I guess I was really stressed out, and I started fainting a lot, and I would be very sick sometimes, and I got to the point where I thought I was having a stroke or something. I would get really numb, and I couldn't walk.
But the veteran is working to get past the condition. Out of the Army now for 6 years, Thomas will join about 125 other former combat soldiers at the University of Louisiana at Monroe in January.
That's going to be a very good experience for me. This is my first time going to college. I'm 29 years old, my first time going to college, and I'm very excited about it.
Thomas will pursue a business management degree and hopes to open a karaoke nightclub after graduation. University of Louisiana at Monroe mental health counselor John Nelson Pope has worked with many veterans pursuing degrees, like Thomas. He says education for former combat soldiers is often difficult.
If a person has seen combat or has been in a combat situation or war zone, they may have developed post-traumatic stress disorder. And so it's difficult sometimes to be able to have the concentration or even the confidence to go back to school.
Experts like Pope say those like Kedrick Thomas who have taken the time to readjust to civilian life have a better chance of succeeding in school than those who don't.
A normal readjustment takes a year, 18 months to get back and get into the swing of things. I'm going to go back to school. But we're going to see folks that have had so much stress and trauma that they're going to come back and they're not going to be able to process through that. And you're going to see spikes over the next decade of people that are having difficulty readjusting.
But the effects of having fought do not necessarily impede education. Terry Jones teaches history at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. He says that students who have served in combat often make a successful transition to academia.
My experience seems like the veterans do as well or better than the non-veterans as far as grades. I think it's maturity. If you've served in the military, particularly in combat, that you kind of get your life in order maybe faster, and realization, you know, importance of education. You just grow up, I think, faster.
Former combat soldier Antonio Tim saw death and destruction in Afghanistan. He completed his tour in 2005 and returned to finish an undergraduate degree. Now he's a military science instructor at ULM. He's also working on an MBA. He says despite dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, the horrors of war and the poverty of Afghanistan strengthened his determination and prepared him to succeed in college.
The learning curves are so steep that coming back to a structured environment where everything was laid out for you, it was a little bit easier to apply it. Because when you're overseas, you never know, you might have one mission where you're doing something. You may be digging up mines, and you got to read, you got to learn, you got to focus, and you got to be ready to apply it. And that stress helps you out in the college atmosphere.
Tim's is slated to graduate with a master's degree in 2013. For KEDM and the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.